सहनावतु सहनोऽनुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं
We were discussing chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita. In our last class, we discussed three types of karta. Sattvic karta, rajasic karta and tamasic karta. And before that, in this chapter, Lord has also said about tyaga, karma and jnana. So four things we have already seen. Tyaga, karma, jnana, karta. Sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. And what is the purpose? Why Lord is giving us so much of detail? So that we can take the path of sattva. He is giving the characteristics of sattva and he is also giving the characteristics of rajas and tamas. If we find ourselves doing the rajasic and tamasic type of things, Lord expects from us that be sattvic. Now how can we become sattvic? He tells us if you do this thing, this thing, this thing, this thing, then you become the sattvic. Now in verse number 29, sloka number 29, Lord says,
Buddhir bhedam dhritischaiva
Buddhir bhedam dhritischaiva
Gunastastrividham sunu Prochamanam asheshena Prithaktvena dhananjaya Buddhir vedam dhritischaiva Gunastastrividham sunu Prochamanam asheshena Prithaktvena dhananjaya
The Lord says, now I will tell you about the buddhi and dhriti. Earlier he has said about the tyaga, about the karta, about the jnana and karma. What is sattvic jnana? The sattvic jnana he says, sarva bhuteshu yenaikam bhavam abhyam ikshate avivaktam vivakteshu taj jnanam viddhi sattvikam. That jnana is sattvic where you see one in all. And rajasic jnana is that we see differences. He is different from me. Sattvic jnana is seeing in all differences one. One thing is common in all beings. If a person sees that way, that is sattvic jnana. So this jnana gives us the vision, the broad vision. Buddhi is application of that vision. Lord already explained us what is jnana, what should be our vision. Vision should be to see one in all. This one is common. The Atman in each being, not even human being, in each being is one and the same. So our vision should be to see one in all. And buddhi is the application of that vision in our day-to-day life. The Lord says buddhi is also three types. And dhriti is holding on to that. is also three types. So buddhi chooses the course of action, and the dhriti maintaining action on the course chosen is called dhriti. Buddhi chooses the action, course of action, according to the vision. And what is dhriti? Maintaining action on the chosen path is the dhriti. I have decided I have to hold on this, is the dhriti. So whenever the situation comes, according to situation, we have to apply our knowledge. Actually, what happens? We have got the knowledge, but we don't apply it. We get the knowledge from Bhagavad Gita, we get the knowledge from the Upanishad, and after that we don't apply it. To such people, our Gurudev used to say that he is a donkey carrying a ton of gold, not knowing the value of gold. You know the Jnanam, you know the knowledge, but you are not applying in your life. Apply in life and be happy. No. So there is always a difference, and this is called split personality. If you apply it, it becomes effortless. You will become happier in this world. But no, people don't apply it. A classic example you might have heard from our Swami Ramakrishnanand ji also. We take a glass of milk, put sugar in it. And after that, you don't stir it. So without stirring, the taste of the milk will be the same as of the other without sugar. There are two glasses. In one glass, you are putting sugar but not stirring. In other glass also, there is milk but no sugar. Even after putting the sugar in this without stirring, you taste this glass and this glass. The taste is same. But this glass has got the knowledge, it's got the sugar, not mixed, not applied. So it remains like that. We have heard, we have listened in our Bhagavad Gita, why a person gets angry. What is the cause of anger? We know that. Whenever there is an obstacle in our desire, the krodh will come. But at the time of application, you forget that knowledge. Why this anger has come? Are because of obstruction. Are ho gaya, ho gaya. Why should be unhappy? Why I should be get angry? We forget that. One Mahatma visited another Mahatma. He was sick. They said, how is the going on, how are you feeling? The Mahatma said, why discuss about the body? This is the nature of the body, it will become sick, it will go away one day. Let us talk about Atman and Brahman. Many times when we come to the satsang, not in Chinmay Mission, well, sometimes in Chinmay Mission also happens when there are 500-600 people. Come with one chappal, they wear some other chappal and go away. Similarly, one gentleman's shoes are still there. That gentleman rang me up for 7 days continuously. Ki somebody has taken my chappal or the shoes and he has forgotten, he has left my shoes. And he was trying again and again contact me, has he come and taken his shoes and left my shoes? Nahi aaya. After 10 days that gentleman came, he returned the shoes, he took his own shoes, but now that gentleman, the original one, is not coming. He is sitting there on the cell. And so when the chappal or this, we get agitated. But we have studied sukhe dukhe samay kritva labha labho jaya jo. We have studied. Gaya chappal to gaya. Why get agitated? That gentleman was agitated for 7 days. After that, now it is quiet. Once Gandhi was supposed to address a conference. Normally people, whenever we go to the conference, the one who presents his paper or his thought, he prepares again. So the people were asking, Gandhi, you are sitting, you are not preparing what you are going to do. Whatever is inside, it will come out. What does that mean? The vision and the knowledge has become one. It is not split. It's not that what I am going to speak is different from what I know. Aisa nahi hai. It has become one. So there should not be any gap in the knowledge and its application. It should be one. Dhriti. Dhriti is the ability to hold on to the path. It's called a dhriti. I have chosen one action. Now hold on. Till its completion is called the dhriti. Dhananjaya. Dhananjaya. Arjun is called Dhananjaya because when he went out for conquering kingdoms, he got lot of wealth and the divine wealth also. Therefore, he is called Dhananjaya. So, what is this sattvic buddhi? Now, Lord says in sloka number 30.
Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha.
Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha.
Karya kare bhaya bhaye.
Karya kare bhaya bhaye.
Bandham moksham chaya veti.
Bandham moksham chaya veti.
Buddhi sa partha sattviki.
Buddhi sa partha sattviki.
Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha. Karya kare bhaya bhaye. Bandham moksham chaya veti.
Buddhi sa partha sattviki.
Buddhi sa partha sattviki. This buddhi is called sattvic buddhi. Which buddhi is sattvic? Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha. One who knows veti. Veti means knows. The buddhi which knows pravritti and nivritti. Pravritti means doing. Nivritti means withdrawal. When to involve and how much to involve and when to withdraw. If you know it clearly, then you have got the sattvic buddhi. Nivritti is for the renunciation. You have to withdraw from the world for the mukti. That means a sattvic buddhi knows the karma mark and gyan mark. Gyan mark will take me to the mukti and the karma mark will bind me. Karma mark, I am not talking about karma yoga here. Karma yoga will release me from the bondage. But karma, the way which we do it, will bind us. So how, let us see the practical thing. People go to the office. They all know that they will retire one day. Here in America there is hire and fire. But in India, once hired, never fired. Till retired. You are always in the job. So they know retirement. But after retirement also, see their buddhi. They again want to go to the same office for the part-time job. And the company, out of compassion, say, okay, you become consultant now. Okay? You come for 1 hour a day or 2 times a week, something like that. We'll give you something. No perquisites, no salary. Per visit, you will be given so much. Arey, after retirement, think, why you want to go there again? Is that a sattvic buddhi? You have got some other thing to do also? You can get moksha in this life, you are not thinking about the spirituality, even at the age of 65. Although we don't say that you are unfit, we still say even at the 65 you are eligible, come for the Atma Gyan. But they don't know. As regard to eating, we all know. What to eat, when to eat, how much to eat, we all know. We stop also. Only the children don't know, the mothers control. Okay, this baby is too fat, so much of milk only, that's all. While walking also, we know when to walk, when to stop. In India, there is no problem. You can walk on the road anytime. But here, if you want to cross, you have to push a button, wait there. And when the light allows you, you pass. So here people know about this. So karma mark will be binding and the jnana mark will give you moksha. This sattvic buddhi knows. One who has got the sattvic buddhi, he knows that the rites and all the sakam karma will bind me and the jnana mark will give me mukti. The sattvic buddhi knows. Karya akarya. What is karyakar? Duty which is to be done or not to be done. What ought to be done, what ought not to be done. The sattvic buddhi is very clear about that. Sattvic buddhi knows, do good karma, avoid bad karma. Because the good karma will bring good result. So therefore, he should do the good karma. And they know their duty also. Suppose you are sick. What is your duty? Go to the doctor, take a medicine. That is your duty. At that time don't say, ye to prarabdha hai. Prarabdha to aapko bhogna hi hai. We have to experience our prarabdha. It is according to my prarabdha that come. No. You have to do your duty. Bhaya abhay. Bhaya abhay. Sattvic buddhi knows the source of fear. What is the source of fear? The sattvic buddhi knows that. And also abhay, fearless. How you will get fearlessness? You will get fearlessness only when you see, when you utilize that sattvic jnana. What is that sattvic jnana? Seeing one in all, which is common factor in each being. That will give you abhay. But if you see plurality, he is different from me, he is going to harm me, he is my enemy, then there will be fear. In bhaya and abhaya, vivek is needed, discrimination is needed. But many a times people are fearful in studying of shastra, puja, jap, dhyan. Many people say, what will happen if I become successful in dhyan? Will I come back or not? Will I die in the dhyan? No. In abhay they are seeing bhay. The puja, jap and all things will take you to the abhay. Abhay means up to the Brahman. Brahman is called abhay. But they see bhay in that. Should I do this practice? What will happen? So sattvic buddhi is clear about that. They will not indulge in any prohibited action. They will do whatever is their duty. Bandha and moksha, chayaveti, they know the bandhan also. What is bandhan? In anatmani buddhi, aham buddhi is bandhan. That which is not real, you are considering that is real. People have got atmani buddhi in their car, in their house, or in their belongings, somebody touches. House mein ek crack ho gaya. There is a crack in the heart. If there is a dent in the car, the dent is there in the heart. Aham buddhi. This is called bandhan. What is moksha? Swarupene vyavasthiti. Swarup means in your own true self. If you abide in that is swarupane vyavasthiti. So this bondage is in mind, not in vastu. The objects of the world don't mind us. It is our mind which is stuck there. See, a sattvic buddhi person knows that going to the swarga is not moksha. Why going to the swarga is not moksha? Because you have to come back. Chine punye marta loke visanti, again you will come back. So going to the swarga is not moksha, so we should not try for swarga. Then death is not moksha. Don't think ab mar gaya ho gaya mukti ho gaya. No, not like that. Some things, if I get this power or that power, I will be moksha. No. Only swarup sthiti is the moksha. Abiding in your own self is the mukti. So what is rajasic buddhi?
यथावत् प्रजानाति बुद्धि सा पार्थ राजसी
बुद्धि का पार्थ राजसी
यया धर्मम धर्मम च कार्यम च कार्यमेव च यथावत् प्रजानाति बुद्धि सा पार्थ राजसी
बुद्धि सा पार्थ राजसी दैट इज राजसिक बुद्धि. व्हाट इज दैट राजसिक बुद्धि? यया अयथावत् प्रजानाति, अंडरस्टैंडिंग नॉट एज इट इज. यथावत् मीन्स एज इट इज, अयथावत् मीन्स नॉट एज इट इज. नॉट अंडरस्टैंडिंग ए थिंग एज इट इज अयथावत्. अबाउट व्हाट? धर्मम अधर्मम कार्यम अकार्यम. व्हाट इज धर्म? I am not clear idea. What is a dharma? Not clear idea. What is karya or akarya? No clear idea. If somebody says, comes and says to me, this is your dharma, oh, you are right, this is my dharma. Another person comes and tells, no. Adharma is your dharma. Whatever you are doing is not dharma. This way, if you do it, he says, yes. That means buddhi is not firm, it's not fully developed. Ayathavat. So he changes his decision again and again. Buddhi is weak. So where will I find what is my dharma and adharma, what is karya and akarya? It is said in the Shastra, follow the Dharma Shastra. In the Dharma Shastra, all our dharma is written. What is dharma? What is my kartavya? It is written in the Shastra. What is the kartavya in brahmacharya? What is the kartavya in grihastha? What is the kartavya in vanprastha? What is kartavya in our sannyasa ashram? It is written in the Shastra. What is the kartavya of a brahman, kshatriya, vaishya, sudra? Also written. It is going to come in our chapter 18 only. What a brahman should suppose to do, or a kshatriya, or a vaishya, sudra. Everything is given. This is dharma shastra. Follow the dharma shastra. If he is not following, then it is rajasic buddhi. Even Arjun was having a rajasic buddhi. Ayathavat. He was not understanding the situation as it is. When he came to the battlefield, he knew that he is going to fight with his cousin Kaurava. But when he saw the people on the other side, Bhishma Pitama and Dronacharya, then what happened? He started giving all the argument that we should not fight. These people are greedy, we are not greedy. Let them take the Rajya. But that was Dharma Yuddha. Arjun was not understanding this Dharma Yuddha. So his buddhi at that time was also Ayathavat. It was a Rajasic buddhi. He was not understanding the situation correctly. Hmm. तामसिक बुद्धि
अधर्मम धर्ममिति या अधर्मम धर्ममिति या मन्यते तमसावृता मन्यते तमसावृता सर्वार्थान विपरीतांश्च सर्वार्थान विपरीतांश्च बुद्धि सा पार्थ तामसी बुद्धि सा पार्थ तामसी अधर्मं धर्ममिति या मन्यते तमसावृता सर्वार्थान विपरीतांश्च बुद्धि सा पार्थ तामसी
बुद्धि सा पार्थ तामसी दैट बुद्धि इज तामसी विच वन मन्यते तमसावृता विच इज कवर्ड बाय तमोगुण तमोगुण इज द वेरिंग पावर ऑफ माया बुद्धि विच इज कवर्ड बाय द तमोगुण इज तामसिक बुद्धि व्हाट इज इट्स एक्सप्रेशन अधर्मम धर्मम इति या इस परसेप्शन इज टोटली अपोजिट व्हाटएवर इज सेड टू बी अधर्म ही सेज नो दिस इज धर्म 100% अपोजिट एंड व्हाट इज अधर्म ही सेज इट इज धर्म सर्व अर्थान सर्वान एव गेय पदार्थानां विपरीतान ही डज नॉट सी ऑल ऑब्जेक्ट एज इट इज ही सीज अपोजिट इन धर्म ही सीज अधर्म इन अधर्म ही सीज धर्म 100% अपोजिट दैट विच इज इविल इट इज गुड अकॉर्डिंग टू हिम एंड ही सीज फॉल्ट इन द गुड थिंग्स And good things in fault. He always tried to give his arguments to support whatever is adharma, he will support. So Arjun was also doing the same thing in Yuddha Bhumi. He was saying Yuddha is adharma. And they prepared for 12 years to fight that battle. It was not a decision of one day. When Lord Krishna decided that we are going to fight, it took them 12 years to prepare. Because 4 million people were standing in the war, Pandav and Kaurav were 4 million, 40 lakh soldiers were standing there. Once a teacher was explaining to the students about the worm, some bacteria. So he took 2 glasses. In one glass it was pure water, in another glass he took wine. I don't know the color of the wine, must be white also. So the children saw in the 2 glasses, something white substance is there. He put one bacteria and put it in the water. Started swimming. Then he lifted it from the water and put it in the wine. It died. Then he asked the children, what you should do? What did you learn? The children said that we should all drink wine so that all the bacteria in the stomach are killed. Tamasik buddhi. A person's wife was habituated to do always opposite. If the husband said, I don't want to eat, his wife will say, eat! You have to eat. So once what happened, they were crossing a river. Both husband and wife were in the boat. Unfortunately, the husband said, don't jump. Tamasik buddhi, opposite, 100% opposite. So So Gurudev said that sometimes our buddhi also become tamasic. It's not necessary the sattva, rajas and tamogun, they always vary, you know. It's not that it is a permanent thing, it will always remain tamasic. It will become sometimes sattvic, something rajasic and tamasic. This will vary. Even Gurudev once was, his intellect was covered tamasic. Why? When he was journalist, he thought these all sadhu, saints and sages, they are all parasite on the society, they do nothing. They are sitting idle there, tamasic buddhi. He went there to find out and then he became sadhu. He found out that no, they are not tamasic, they are the most sattvic people. And in association with them, he also become sadhu. We have got 10 minutes time. If you have got any question, you can ask me. Otherwise, Ashokji has given me 4 questions in respect of our discussion in our last class, Karta. Sattvic Karta, Rajasic Karta and Tamasic Karta. First of all, let me thank Ashok ji because he actually did his homework. I told that you should make a chart and write the characteristic of a sattvic karta, rajasic karta and tamasic karta, and he made that chart. After making that chart, he has given me 4 questions. How can a seeker who has not evolved fully on the spiritual path free himself from the attachment in the real life situation? Examples include a new position or a valued possession or closeness to a loved one. This is our problem. Everybody has got this problem. How can a seeker who has not evolved fully in the spiritual path free himself from the attachment? Actually, our all problem, oh, Ashok ji has come, he will raise the questions. So I am taking your first question.
Hariom Pranam to you. Just as a way for us to learn from everything Vijay Ankur ji is telling us.
We not only listen to Pujya Uncle Ji, but then also do some mananam. Because most of it, as you will see, all of these are said 5,000 years ago, but they truly apply today in our daily lives. And if you were to just listen, feel good about it and leave, that's one thing, that's fine, that's a beginning. But then in order to truly bring it to a point where we say, there is some application, there is something I can do right from now in my daily life, that's really what makes the difference. So I think the attempt has been made through inspirations from Pujya Ankalji is to just differentiate the 3 doers, the three kartas, in a easy to understand English only and not Sanskrit, and then follow up with some questions that typically would come to our mind. And these are just the typical questions, but you have full freedom to look at those, read the book. If you now, hopefully all of you have the book now, read the book from these 3 verses, 26 through 28, and see if that's something that triggers a question in your mind. And, you know, let us bring it to Uncle G's class next week. Talk about it, discuss it, understand it, and hopefully apply, you know, in our daily life. So please, this is just a very feeble attempt to just do the same thing exactly, repeating what is already in the book, but put it in a simple format so you can follow it and then hopefully trigger some questions in your mind and bring them back with your comments and thoughts next week.
So the first question is, how can a seeker who has not evolved fully on the spiritual path free himself from attachment in the real life situations? Example include a new position or a valued position or closeness to a loved one. The answer from the scripture suggests that one can continue to enjoy one's joyful possessions and relationship while constantly remaining aware of its temporary nature and not mistaking them for permanency. However, such reinforcements are difficult when one is fully enjoying the joyful situations. So first of all, we should understand what is attachment. All problems starts from the attachment. Whenever you get any sorrow, try to find out where from it is coming. You will find you are attached to something. It can be a sentient being or it can be an inner thing. It can be your own relative, children, or it can be your own pet. It can be your inert house or inert car because of its attachment. Earlier I was saying, dent in my car will put a dent in my heart. But a dent in other's car, nothing happens to me. So where is the problem? Problem is the attachment. Gurudev defined attachment as ego and egocentric desire. This is attachment. Whenever there is an ahankar, ego, and according to the ahankar you get your things, your desires fulfilled, that is attachment. Now Asokji has given three examples, a new position and a valued possession and closeness to the loved ones. New position, if you have got a rage in your company, then what should you think? In practically all my lectures I say all our actions should be as a worship to the Lord, not a worship of my own ego. We are all worshipping our own ego. That is the biggest blunder we are doing. Do the same thing which you are doing as a worship to the Lord. If you have got a new position, very good. Stay in that position. Do whatever duties are assigned to you as a worship to the Lord. There will not be any problem. But if you, in that position, if you start worshipping your own ego, problem will be there. The clue given by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita is that you should do the things which you are supposed to do, your duty, according to your position in the society or in your company or in your family, do according to that part. Next is a valued possession. You think you possess this property or this money or this these assets or your investments. Truly, do you own? Do you own your property, the earth? Before you became the owner, there were many people of the same plot of land. They claim, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. My property, my property, my property. And after your departure, many others will claim. The same piece of land they will be claiming. Who is the real owner? The real owner is the Lord. Who created this world? Lord created this world. Who is the owner? Lord is the owner. Lord has given me this opportunity to stay in this house. Why don't we treat it very simple to detach from the house? Why don't we treat that this house is owned by Lord? And I am a tenant or a trustee of this house. He has given me a lifetime position, you stay in this house. No attachment. See, so simple. When we think this is my house, it creates problem. When you are staying in other's house, if you have rented it, if there is a crack in the house, what do you do? Even it is 11 p.m., you call your owner. Washing machine is not working. Please come. It's not your headache. Similarly, if you want to detach from your own house, think that this house belongs to the Lord. And I am the trustee, but that's all. Detached. Third one, closeness to a loved ones. Closeness to loved ones, all these relations are with this present body. If this body is impermanent, similarly all our relationship with all people is also impermanent. We have got one permanent relationship which we all have forgotten. The Lord with us, the Atman with us, was always in all our previous life with us. We have forgotten that Atman, that relationship. And we are giving much importance to the relationship with this body which is impermanent. We are giving much importance to the children. We should think they belong to the God, they have come through us, that's all. This should be understanding. All children belong to Lord, but they have come through us. The mother has given only the physical body. Not the subtle body or the causal body or not the Atman. If our understanding is like this, everything will be clear. We have to change our vision. The answer from the scripture suggests that one can continue to enjoy one's joyful position and relationship while constantly remaining aware of the temporary nature and not mistaking them permanency. Yes, it's, all of them is temporary, no doubt about that. But you have to constantly think, Dinbe, this is impermanent, this is impermanent. If you are constantly aware of that thing, then you can enjoy. Our scripture never says that you leave your house, you leave your property, give your all bank balance to Chinmay Mission. No, they don't say that. They say you enjoy, whatever you have got, you enjoy fully, but don't attach. This attachment gives you sorrow. Can you love your child in detached way? If you can do it, you are successful. That's all. Enjoy your property detached way. Do your karma for the happiness of the Lord. It will give you happiness. In Bhagavad Gita and Upanishad, never it is said that you have to do this type of job. Leave everything, do my puja. It's not said that way. Your karma should be the puja of the Lord. Not for my happiness, for the happiness of the Lord. Don't forget, even that will bring you the fruit of action, and that fruit of action will be better than the fruit of action which you are enjoying now. When we are worshipping our own ego, the fruit of action which you are getting now, if you are doing the same karma for the happiness of the Lord, fruit of action will be definitely better than that. Why passion for any task? Next. Okay. There are another three questions. You can also bring questions, okay?
I think your point is discussion, so we want you to speak up and bring the question and ask them.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Guru Namah. Hari Om.